I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Yo, 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 Bully and the Beast podcast.
You.
I'm L'Oreal.
It's your boy Wax. What's good?
Oh, my goodness. What a day. What a week. What a month. Okay.
Yeah.
I know we had a lot of people reaching out to us that needed some advice. Wax, what you been up to?
Court. What I got going on? Huh?
Court.
No, I ain't got no court.
Man. That's what I heard. That's what I just heard you
no
say.
No way.
You said, of no course?
Of course. Yeah, God. Well, that's I mean, like I know court. I just turned 40. I just turned 40, and every single day I'm trying to figure out, you know.
That's old.
You know, they always say, after you turn, I mean, it's blessed at the end of the day. You know, I'm very, it's like, every single day I'm just waiting to see. They're like, oh, something's supposed to happen when you turn 40. Like, your meat's supposed to not working, or your legs, you're supposed to have knee problems, your back's supposed to start hurting. Like, I'm just waiting every single day. I think I'm psyching myself up because ain't nothing going on. I'm all right.
I think that's bad.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm not even like.
Isn't that bad? I thought it was supposed to be better when it's 40, and like, the thing, the change you're supposed to see is just like a great life. Like, they say 40s is literally like the best time of your life. Like, period.
No, I mean, again, I hear that also when it comes down to finance and stuff, because you don't feel like you could, you know, have sex as good as no more. So you like, let me concentrate on the money. Before, from your when you 15 to 39, only thing you think about is bitches. You know what I'm saying? How to have a good time and all that type of stuff. So you ain't have a good time at 40. You just like, you just fucked. You know what I'm saying? You just wasted a bunch of years and shit like that. And I was like, you know what? I kind of had a good 40 years. I'm all right. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to sit there and worry about no girls or all this other type of shit. Really about all about the bag right now. Just waiting for my knees to start hurting and my back to start hurting and shit and my meat to stop working. Now I'm all right.
I thought
so maybe
like,
I wasn't born on September 3rd.
I thought at 40 you shouldn't even be using the term girls anymore. Should be women.
No. Women, there's 50-year-old girl. You know what I'm saying? The woman, you get the title of a woman the way you act. You know what I'm saying? Like a man is a man until he's a ball player because he played ball. A woman is a woman because of the way she act like a woman. Girls could be 50 years old. You know what I'm saying? I see a lot of girls out here.
There's no 50-year-old girls.
They out there shaking that ass. They out there 50 years old still thinking they girls. So if you want to act like a girl, I'm going to identify you as a girl.
Mm-mm, they still got it. That doesn't mean that they're girls.
I respect it. But what do women do? Women do different things than men do. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to call a basketball player a tennis player if he don't play tennis. You know what I'm saying? Everything got his label to it. So girls out here still playing. I want to play with a woman. You're right.
I think that's maybe why you're meeting people where you are and you're where you're at. Because if you're still saying girl and you're 40, that's
They still out here bullshitting. I could be out here bullshitting a little bit too.
You're a 40-year-old boy.
I am. You can't tell.
The 40-year-old
out here still playing
virgin.
Yeah, I'm celibate. So you can say that.
I don't know about all that, but a virgin, right? Because you could be like a born again virgin. How many years?
That's what I feel like.
How many years makes you a born again virgin? Like not having sex?
I say a man is 6 months and a woman is 2 years.
Why would a man only be 6 months?
Because a man is a horn dog, and that's all he want to do is fuck every single thing. A woman don't want to fuck everything, so it's like she got, you know, she can't be out here just, you know, she don't have sex for 6 months. It's just like, okay, that's cool. She's not in a relationship. That's how it's supposed to be. But a man don't have sex in 6 months, he just don't get no pussy.
So all guys only care about having sex, right?
Yeah, at the end of the day, if you ain't trying to have fuck, I don't give a fuck how cool or nice you are. That motherfucker don't give a fuck. If you act like you ain't never give him no pussy and you about to friend zone him, he ain't fucking with you.
Twerk, you
y'all
agree?
Y'all girls need to act like y'all need to go ahead and put this man in free zone.
Twerk, do you agree?
Yeah, know what it is? I feel like there's a time where a guy tries, and once if he tries and gets deaded, make a decision whether he still wants to be friends or he's gonna dead it. Me, I don't try nothing. I'm cool with everybody, man.
So well, you don't care only about sex.
Get the fuck out of here.
Nah, I don't care. I can be friends with girls.
No, I don't just care about sex.
I know guys that block.
I've been friends with girls for years.
I know guys that got deaded and they had to block the girl because they're so sick. Like, bro.
I know guys like that too.
Y'all know I'm not lying. So I'm not lying. Y'all get it.
There's one guy I could think of in particular. He was so salty that I didn't want to fuck with him. Like, and so he started acting funny towards me. And then I'm thinking, all right, he's joking. He was a joke. Yeah. He wasn't a joke. No. And it was like, I would see him out because, like, you know, this fucking shit is small. So I seen a nigga out and I'm thinking the nigga was joking before and shit. So I said that. He like, nah, I don't fuck with you like that. I'm like, nah, that's some real whack nigga shit. If you gotta not talk to somebody because they don't want to give you no pussy, you a clown.
But the nigga spent time and money on you. That nigga pissed the fuck off.
This nigga didn't do none of that with me. Like, I didn't even know him like that.
Also, he'll deserve it.
I didn't even know him like that. Like, he just like, I would see him around and we would speak. So I guess because we had a rapport, he just like, I guess that's the time he thought he put in. Like, think again, motherfucker. No.
Yeah. Uh-uh.
That's crazy. No, time is a time. What the fuck? I want to get paid for my time. Anyway, somebody wants to get some time from us. Okay, y'all know how it goes. We're going to give y'all the good advice, the hood advice. All y'all got to do is reach out to us, hit us in a DM, hit us in an email. You could. We don't have no fucking number. I'm sure some of y'all bitches got wax number, though. So you could leave a voicemail on his shit. You could leave a voicemail on there. Work, you better not have his number because he got a girlfriend. So he can't do that. But no, you got friends.
Jump in his DMs.
You got friends. So you could jump in his DM. Hit us up one way or another. Wax, where can they hit us up on the DM?
Hit us up at Bully and the Beast Podcast.
What about the Gmail?
And the Gmail is at the Bully and the Beast Podcast at gmail.com. I'll let you boy.
Is it twerk?
It was close. You shouldn't have said at, but they know. They know better.
Like, what if they put at and they spell like A-T, the bullying? So it's just...
All right, the email is thebullyingthebeastpodcast@gmail.com.
There we go. Okay.
All
right. So somebody hit us up and this is what they had to say. What's up, Bully and the Beast? Salute to y'all and the work y'all been doing. Been a fan since day one, so it's dope to see the progress. Thank you. He said, I need some help, and this is more for L'Oreal. So that means this man is smart, because at least he knows he's going to get some good advice. Okay. Oh, he said, Wax, you make it help, too. I know that's right. So he said, you can refer to me as D, Big D. So you say it, Wax.
Big Donuts.
That's even worse. That's worse. You tried to make it better for yourself, but you made it worse. Okay. So we're going to refer to him as Big D. I'm a 30-year-old black bisexual male that is straight passing. meaning you never really know unless I tell you. But recently, I just came out to my friends who are all straight men except for one. I have one best friend who is gay and also straight passing. You can refer to him as George. Curious George. No, that's not his name.
Curious George. I like it.
That's his
BG.
Name.
CG.
No. Okay. You can refer to him as George for this. I've known George since middle school, and I've had a crush on him since. He was the first guy to make me realize I even like guys. We weren't close in high school, but ended up going to the same college, ironically, and being placed in the same dorm. So we got close again and even ended up getting kicked out of the dorm together and then moved into an apartment together. Now, at this point, he let me use his laptop and I found gay porn on his computer and told him. But also, I told him I was bi and we got close. We never fucked around until after college. And that was always on some junk shit and very short-lived. And I enjoyed it, but always wanted more. I'm talking, I could see me spending the rest of my life with him. But he always said he wasn't interested in dating me or anything more than a friendship. So this year, I told him I was done fucking around with him or even trying, and we would just keep it as friends. He never agreed, just kind of acknowledged he heard me and acted like it hurt him for a few days. New note that since December, I lost about 60 to 70 pounds and really got myself together.
Okay.
I told him this in like March when I was down like 30. Fast forward a few weeks ago, he hit me up drunk and asked me to come to this after hour gay club with him and the next weekend. And kind of makes it sound like a double date. Wait, I'm sorry, I'm acting like Saweetie. So, okay. Fast forward to a few weeks ago, he hits me up drunk and asks me to come to this after hour gay club with him the next weekend. And kind of makes it sound like a double date, but doesn't say that. So I agreed and just think, oh, he must not have a date and wanted to have some company for dinner. I get to his house after work that day and he's acting really weird. Stops calling me bro, sits awkwardly close to me at dinner, and then has this weird look in his eye. So I play it off and do my own thing through the night while talking to him from time to time. As the group, As the group we were with before the club all went to high school with us, so we knew each other. So they all knew each other from high school. We get to the club, and after dancing with his roommate for a while, he comes over to me, who is standing in the corner on my phone, and kind of just starts dancing in front of me and stepping back like he wants me to dance with him. So I stand there for a few seconds and then keep stepping back as he steps back. Mad confused. I'm like, bruh, why does this man turn around and say, do you not want to dance with me? Like, what am I, ugly now? Like, do you not want to fuck me all of a sudden?
Uh-oh.
I'm fucked up a bit. And again, mad confused because it's so left field. So I just ask, what? A few times. And then he walks away. We didn't talk about it at all after, but we're cool the rest of the night. The next day, I then realized that I think this was his way of inviting me on a date, and I just didn't get a pickup on it. He didn't answer my messages for a few weeks now, and it hurt, but now we're talking again and agreed to go back to the club this month. Still haven't talked about that night, and I want to, but don't know how to even bring it up. I want to give it a shot because it's all I ever wanted, but I also felt offended because it's like, bro, I wanted you for literally 15 years, and now you choose to give me a shot after I finally get over you and I look better? Am I wrong for feeling like this is kind of a string along, or maybe now that I'm too invested and the risk won't be worth the reward because he doesn't care as much as I do, seemingly? Or should I give him a shot and see where it goes? Appreciate your time. Salute. And if you have any holes that need to be filled in, pause. Got the nerve to say pause. in this story. I can't be reached at and gave the number, but really hoping for some guidance. Yeah. How you gonna say pause?
Yeah.
I'm lost. No. Listen, okay.
He got to understand, it's like, yo, bro, there's mad girls out there who's fat. Niggas probably fuck them on the side because they know how to cook and they got the qualities of a woman that we want, but they just don't have the weight that we want. And then when she go ahead and get her shit together, yeah, we want to smash again, bro. It's okay. He just being a nigga, you over here just acting like, yo, oh, I'm on my shit now. You can't get me. Nigga, you was over here fucking and sucking before. So good that nigga get some. Just because you got a little better. Now you think you better than this nigga now? Who else you going to end up smashing? Another nigga who will treat you the exact same way? At least he gave you a shot when you was fat. The other nigga ain't even give you a shot. The nigga you about to fuck with right now is not going to give you, did not give you a shot before. Now you about to fuck. You're bugging.
Why do you feel like he'll treat him the same way? Like, everybody's not the same. They're like, you can pick your poison and somebody could be missing. Not saying that everybody is perfect. But like, that doesn't mean just because one person treated him like this, that person's going to treat. He should have saw his worth. And let me tell you something about getting over somebody. Once you get over somebody, you should leave that person alone, to be honest.
Forever. Because,
well, I mean, until you're healed enough to feel like you can deal with them. But right now, clearly, this is a wound that's open. And the reason why I say this is just when they did something the other day to you, you said that it hurt you. So why would you want to be putting yourself in a position to be hurt again? Clearly, he's not transparent. He's not being straightforward with anything that's going on between the two of you. So why the fuck would you think he wouldn't hurt you again?
Cause he a nigga at the end of the day. You don't know when you're going to die, bro. If you enjoy yourself with that nigga, go back to that nigga, or you're going to go to another nigga who won't treat you the exact same way anyway.
No, it's not. You enjoyed yourself for that night, but then he make you feel funny the next day because you don't know where y'all are. You don't know where you are, but the day before y'all have sex. So why the fuck you think it's going to be more clear? It's going to be more cloudy and confusing. Like, and you already knew that that relationship wasn't for you. Unless he's going to show you, okay, yeah, this is what I want. Not just go to the club and we going to fuck and then now. No, because you're going to, like, that's it. That nigga going to play you again. Yes, he's going to string you along. And just because you fine don't mean you fixed it. You might have fixed your stomach, but you ain't fixed this right here. What he ain't fixed? His mindset. you ain't worked that out.
The only reason why his mindset was like that, but his mindset is like that is because he was fat. It's okay.
But you got to get your mental together too. Understand that
too. Yo, a dude trying to holler at you, his mental it should be better because you already got better because you got your body back. So you walking around more confident. Don't just make it seem like, oh, I look good. No, you got more confidence because you look better. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he more attracted to that.
More confidence and you have boundaries. Maybe
he was holding his stomach when y'all was smashing.
You have boundaries and you have guidelines of things you want. Because look at what he's doing. He's throwing himself at him and he's like on the phone in the corner chilling. Like, your mind ain't even there. Before you were chasing him. That's why now he's like, what the fuck? What am I going to do? And now he has to chase. You're not even caring. That's what he don't understand. Like, to mess with him for what? Now, if you just want to fuck him and keep it moving, yes. But why wrap yourself back up with a nigga that you already see is on fuck shit? Fuck out of here.
I never seen a gay faithful nigga. You see what I'm saying?
How many gay niggas you be talking to?
No, I'm just saying, it ain't like that. I don't see them around. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, for years, everything, you already know what time it is. I be around them all the time. We get it. We see them in relationship. We seen them get married. It's all around. It's not like we don't see them. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's dumb. But I never seen one that's like straight faithful. They just, this is like a free fall thing.
No, it's
that's why they
whack.
Go to the gay club. Hold on. So you're telling me all the guys in the gay club need to be single then, because all of them go in there just to smash each other?
No, they don't.
Why you go to the gay club? Why do you go to the gay club? For what?
To fucking have a good time, dance, listen to music, just like you go to a club, nigga.
Okay.
I remember
to go find some pussy.
I remember
what you say. Yeah, he know better than everybody. Go ahead.
What'd you say, Twerk?
Jason Lee said he's loyal. He said he never cheated.
You see?
Oh, that's why you couldn't be with him last time y'all was together? And he said he loyal as a motherfucker. He said, get the fuck out of here.
Oh,
you should have got me what I wanted you, nigga. Oh, this is a twerking Jason Lee situation. It is.
This is him. I'm trying to tell you, yo, people always want to come around when you don't want their ass no more.
Jason Lee leveled up. Now look at
now you want him. And he don't want you no more. Like, he wanted you. That always happens. Wax, that's happened to you before, right? Keep it 100. It'll be a bitch,
all the time,
a bitch on your ass, and you fucking playing her to the background thinking, and then when that bitch ain't on your ass no more, you start realizing, like, hold on, where is this bitch? And then you start coming for her, and she like, you had your chance.
Listen, it happens. I end up, you know what, and then I end up going super, super duper hard and get her again. And then fuck up again because I was like, I left the same reason why I'm leaving right now. I left last time, the exact same reason why I'm leaving right now. You know what I'm saying? So I go super hard now. She on my heels even more. So it's like, nah, once you get it, just be like, let's get out the way, man. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to smash one more time, like you said, over some drunk shit, go ahead.
You won't fix your shit.
Me?
Yes.
Which how you know it's me?
It's always you.
It could be me. I'll take it.
It's always you. It's so weird that, like, y'all love to be, like, kids. Like, I don't... It's like, manning up is just, like, not in y'all nature. Like, I hate that they call a man up because it's a lot of y'all that don't.
No, I do man up. I take all my faults. I actually enjoy taking my faults because I like growing. You know,
I feel like it should be woman up because, I don't know, like, it's so many more good women out there that I've seen, like, be faithful to their man. Do mad shit for they man, and like niggas are just shit on them, and then be like, man up. And y'all the ones that's actually doing them fuck shit.
No, L'Oreal, you know what the crazy, crazy part about it is? All the girls that I ever had sex with had boyfriends. You know what I'm saying? I never had sex with a girl who didn't have a boyfriend or didn't have somebody. You know what I'm saying? And that's the crazy, sucky part about it, why I'm always so scared.
You know what I'm saying? Because you starting them out.
No. I actually don't like that. I hate it like with a passion. That's why it seems like the girls that were boyfriends and shit. That's why I'm be so scared. The girl probably ain't even doing nothing. And I'm over here all shooky and all fucking scared because last time I dealt with this girl, she told this nigga the same lie, but my shorty probably telling me the truth. And I'm over here scared and shit.
No, that's why none of your relationships end up working because karma. The karma of you fucking with everybody else's girlfriend and like priding yourself for that is why you...
No, I hate it.
Will not have good relationship.
I'm priding myself. I'm telling you, I actually really, really do hate it. I hate it with a passion, y'all.
And God hates you because you do it.
No, God loves you. I'm one of his favorites. He haven't told you.
You can't be hurting his children. You can't be hurting his children and think you're going to get away with it.
I try not to. That's why I make sure I don't get into a relationship unless I know for a fact. I'm sorry. I suck. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm always apologize.
I heard you suck too.
I don't know what you're talking about with you, but I suck at just
anyway, so what should he do?
I think that he should get his guy another chance only because he gave you a chance when you liked him. And that's really rare. When we really like somebody, we really get the girl we actually like. But if we get the girl we actually like, that's like a plus. You see what I'm saying? He gave you a chance when you actually liked him. That's really, really dope. I think right now he just wanted to get some pussy or whatever. Get that motherfucker some pussy, nigga.
Bussy.
You know what I'm saying?
They call it bussy. It's all good. With a B, bussy.
Give him some bussy, nigga. Get that nigga some bussy, nigga.
Bussy.
You know what I'm saying? It's some bed. Get that nigga some bed, nigga. Get that nigga some bed and some bussy.
Did
I say that right?
So you think this is just do it for the sex? He's going to get wrapped up again.
You were still a nigga at the end of the day, so be on your nigga shit. You know what I'm saying? You got both sides. You fucking with both sides, bro. So you can get the boy ahead and play around on both sides, man. Unless you the one who actually getting the bussy. Who got the bussy? If you got the bussy, then I understand why you acting like that, nigga.
They don't do that no more.
But if you over there doing the fashion, like, if you over there doing the bashing,
mm-mm. It don't work that way.
You know what I'm saying?
No? It's not like top or bottom. Sometimes, you know, both. Right.
But that's what I'm saying. If you ain't the one, like, then switch it over. You know what I'm saying? You seen Boomerang or Pop said, Don't be bussy whip. Book that bussy. I like that bussy word. It's fucking hilarious.
I didn't see that, but okay.
Pops.
Okay. Well, I just, protect your feelings. And if you feel like you're going to get caught up, which I feel like you will, because clearly you've been wanting this person for 15 years, like you said, just don't get back in the rut where he gets comfortable, because the looks is the least of your problems. And if he was only fucking with you because you look better, that goes to show how shallow he is. So I don't know.
No, he gave him some when he wasn't looking the best.
Yeah, but he hit it. That was like in the dark. Niggas will fuck anything in the dark. But when it comes to, you heard?
When it comes to coming outside, right?
Niggas will fuck anything in the dark, bro. When it comes to a light, that's when he was hiding you. So just remember that.
Yeah.
Now you want to show me off? No, you hide in the dark.
I guess.
You hide in the fucking dark,
yes,
peon.
Yes.
how old are they?
They sound like,
He said 30.
Yeah.
Yeah, 30. Yes, 30, I mean, you still got some time to, like, you know, chill. That's a little bit.
What they say? Until you're 40, you don't know how to bop that bussy until you're 40, right?
Do you be bopping that bussy?
I don't know how to.
I don't know. Because you like the word a little too much, okay? I mean, like, shit, when you get to a certain, like, age, it's going to be later on in your 30s, I think you'd be like, man, I'm not fucking playing this game, motherfucker. Yeah. You just, like how I feel at this age, I think you're going to meet a lot of people still in life, obviously. This is very, like, this is nothing. Not even halfway through life yet, right? So you're going to meet a ton more people. But I would love to be able to have genuine people that I grow with throughout the years. And just to have somebody that only comes around me when I look good. me personally, those are not the type of people I want around me. But, you know, to each his own. If this is something that just, I don't always feel good like that. Huh?
No,
I don't. I don't know about you, but like, I don't always look good. I don't always feel good. I don't always talk nice. I don't always. So like, do you want that person to be like, fuck this motherfucker every time? No, like I want genuine motherfuckers around me. I don't know about everybody else, but if you're just looking to fuck, have your way, have with it. Okay, have at it.
30 years old. Is he going to find somebody in his life? Like you said, he got a whole lot more life to live, hopefully, praise the Lord. And he going to find somebody else. One dude, you're going to look at their body and like the way they move and shit. You're going to want to fuck this nigga.
So, yeah, but you'll probably regret that shit in 10 years. Like, there ain't no bitch that you fucked that you was like, that was a fucking waste. Why did I even fuck that bitch?
Talking about, that's my whole life.
Exactly. So why is he listening to you?
You're right. He did say it was for you. You're right.
Yeah, no, with that, me personally, I'm tired of pouring energy into people that come and take my good energy, my connections, my love. And then they do fuck shit. It's like, I'm so funny. That's why when people be like, yo, it's lonely at the top. No, that shit lonely everywhere if you're looking for genuine motherfuckers. There's a lot of fucking
period.
Fake shit.
Period.
A lot of fake shit. So, I don't want no nigga that's flip floppy like this. But again, that's me. What are you looking for? Are you looking for sex? Like, you didn't make that clear. If you looking for sex, you know what he bringing to the table already or to the bedroom. So, but clearly you don't seem interested. Nigga, if you on the phone in the corner doing this, the hokey fucking pokey, like, nigga, that don't sound like a nigga that wants somebody, right?
That's game, L'Oreal. If I know the chicken that I want, I'm probably gonna fall back to the side and see how she moving.
Bro, he wasn't even noticing that he was throwing the bussy at him.
He was dancing all you right.
That's how much he wasn't even fucking with him. He ain't even realize that the nigga was trying to fuck him. He thought he was brought him on a double date for somebody else. That's funny. That's funny.
I think he was lost.
How would you feel?
But the thing is, it's his fault. It's his fault because he took it too hard. That nigga just said, yo, easy. You trying to be in a relationship with me and I'm trying to fuck. You know what I'm saying? He fell back on him. And now he took that too hard. It ain't your fault you took that too hard. The nigga still want to chill and be easy and get out the way. He want to sneak with your ass. He was big. Chill the fuck out. Everybody got to know their place. Everybody not fucking bringing me to the motherfucker. If I fuck with a white girl, she not bringing me home to her black, her white family.
But so you just going to throw it on me at a club? Like, this is what I'm saying. We was fucking. Your place. And no. We was fucking in private, right? Now you in see private. Me, I look good. Now you want a relationship. And you, nigga, I thought we was fucking in private. Like, where's it? Bring the energy.
You found out your white girl found out that her father got a black baby mama.
No, but you got to bring me the energy. You can't decide it for me after I get fine and shit. Nigga, you got to be like, yo, nigga, you look good. I don't know. You want to come outside with me as my date? Like, I'm trying to take you out. Not, yo, you want to pull up to this club? We sliding through, me and my man, and hit, like, he thinking he about to go meet somebody else. It's the same old dick in a different package. Like, no. That's a re-gift. Yeah. You ever got re-gifted some shit? It you is. Already gave somebody some shit?
I did. Yeah. Well, actually, they stole it and gave it back to me a year later.
Don't nobody want re-gifted dick. You got to make yourself clear. You better refurbish that motherfucker, shine it up, and put a fucking bow on that bitch. And tell me it's something else. But what you're not going to do is come with that same sad dick that made me sad and think that I'm just going to be okay with that. Get that sad dick out of here. I want some new
same
dick.
Same old pumps, nigga.
Nobody you know how you get new dick?
Nigga, jerk off before you go fuck. Jerk off before you nut. That's new dick.
Something. I don't care what it is, but you're not going to come with the same bullshit. He need to come harder than that. Tell him to apply pressure. And if he ain't got none of that, don't bust no pipes, nigga.
Yeah, you damn sure going to do that, family. Easy on him. Easy on him.
All right, now, enough of that.
That was good advice, Noria.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was good.
You know what I mean? Because I got to stop. I'm about to stop playing with people. Because people think they could really play with motherfuckers like they brain don't work. And then a person will try to confuse you. That's what y'all niggas will do. Like,
I don't know what you're talking about. What you mean?
Exactly. Your logic doesn't add up. Like, somebody tried to tell me something like that. Like, basically, like, when you arguing and it doesn't make sense, I'm like, I get motherfucking paid to argue, nigga, on several platforms. Don't you tell me my arguments don't make sense.
Jesus.
Somebody gets it. It's your ass.
They're kind of crazy.
But it makes motherfucking sense.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Let's get into word on the street. Oh, by the way, like we said, if y'all want to get some advice, DM us, hit us up in the DM, hit us up in the email, and we'll help you out like we helped out Big D.
Yes.
And Curious George.
Early. Bussy. Big bussy.
Bussy babies. Again, Wax, where can they reach out so they could be a part of the episode?
Yes, man. Highlight us at Bullying the Beast Podcast. Yeru.
Okay.
And the email is thebullyingthebeastpodcast@gmail.com.
Make sure let's go, man. Yeah. This is the first fucking time. Let's go. All right, let's get into word on the street. So I mentioned Sweetie earlier. She's the only person that can read worse than wax. She was on the carpet at the VMAs. And I don't know. I feel like she just forgot she was working. Or like...
Okay.
Maybe like the, I don't know whether it was the weed or something drifted her off a couple times. But like, it was literally a part where she was supposed to be like introducing some shit. And she's looking right at the camera. Yeah. And she like, oh, my turn?
Okay. I love it.
No, who the fuck called Sweetie to do this shit? But there's so many. This is what I mean, though. But this is what they get. And what I mean by that, I mean like these platforms that just look for like the clout of a name.
Numbers. Yeah.
And numbers without like doing their homework on who actually does certain things. Because there are different artists that can go into the space and do it. Like I can't talk shit. I started as an artist, right? But ultimately, like there's a lot of things and people that they put in a place like, oh, because they got a name, they're going to be good with a podcast, or because they got a name, they're going to be good on the carpet. And then they'll go viral for not adding up. And then, I mean, this one's funny. Yeah, this one's funny. Yeah, but like, how many times is that going to be funny? And it's probably...
Is that funny, though? Because people got mad at when Floyd was, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. People shouldn't laugh at people that who can't read, because people laugh at me all the time. That's why I flipped over my teacher desk, because
she can read. You're funny. She can read, though. I just don't feel like she felt like it at the VMA. It was just, I'm telling you, numerous times where she just was missing her cue.
You made me think that I had another friend out here. I'm like, oh, she can't read. Let me look at Sweetie. That's my friend now. She can read.
No, at one point she was fixing her hair instead of reading the teleprompter. She was like, Sweetie, it's live. Okay. She's like, oh.
I gotta see this shit.
And coming up next, son of me, I was like, oh my Lord, this is a mess. So, so yeah, Wax could pretty much do that job next year, great. I'm sure.
Hey, Matt.
Anyway, she made a joke about it at the VMAs. But there was a lot of things. To me, I think Meg and Cardi killed the Bongos performance. Excuse me. Did you see any of it?
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie to you. No.
You saw none of it. Okay. It was mad. Like, so Doja Cat performed, which I almost forgot. It's mad demonic stuff. And I feel like I've said this about another award show before.
I heard about that.
I be so thrown. Like, what is this with everybody? Like, even Diddy with the whole red everything. Like, I'm sorry. I wasn't impressed by Diddy's, the tribute for Diddy. Twerk really liked it, apparently. Twerk.
Yeah, I got out of my seat. I was watching it at home. I got off the couch and started dancing. When the sun came out with him, I was like, oh, this is history right here.
History.
Do you like it because it's history or because the Combs was out there?
It's not. I don't know. I thought it was awesome.
I mean, what about the performance?
It wasn't given history.
Yeah. You know what's history? You know what's history? When they did with Biggie, the tribute for Biggie. That's history.
All right. So but he started off.
I just never seen father and son perform before like that. I was like, finally.
Master P and Romeo?
No, I'm saying
talking about
Lil Wayne and Birdman.
That's funny as hell.
LeBron James and Little Bronny.
And Bronny, not yet, but soon.
Mad baseball players. What's the
he said perform like
baseball player.
Ken Griffey. Yeah, right.
Yeah, come on, man. I B and Blue Ivy.
Yes. Amazing.
You
got mad shit out there, bro. You ain't paying attention.
No, but I just looked at it like you did a whole Mace verse with no Mace. And I get that King Combs needed to sing something, but he should have just been like the hype man background.
Nigga spin no throw on no pussy. I like that verse.
I just was disappointed. Like, you're in New York City. You did Benjamin's by yourself. No Little Kim, no Locks. know anyone. Like Keisha Cole, and then he brought out Young Miami.
But L'Oreal, that's what it is every year. Every time Diddy comes out, it's always Lil' Kim. It's always the locks. It's every year.
So what instead, we want to see Young Miami?
Yeah, give them their flowers always. You don't know how long they're going to be here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because what the fuck? We always got to see his ass. And the only reason why, the only reason why we back him is because of them. And for real, I would have loved to see Faith.
The team.
Mm-hmm. I would have loved to see Faith pop out. I would have loved to see Mary, who was there. They could have did, what's the 411, sure. Hun? I'd never see him perform that. Like, I like do different stuff. Have your kids out there. Yeah, that's dope. I did think that was dope. Have them dancing and shit in the background. But shit, I would have rather heard Christian Combs do Can't Stop, Won't Stop, Bad Boy. Unupgraded from my last one. Like, give him a verse instead of that Mace one. And you be his hype man.
Yeah.
Like that. That would have been dope. Like,
that's fire.
To come on now, hire me. Yes. Hire me. Vote for me. but that would have been more like, and no shade to Young Miami, because I like Young Miami, but not with Diddy. And I don't mean relationship wise. I just mean it looked too old man with young fly girl. And that, again, that's me, what I saw. Like, I didn't see what Diddy was saying he was going to see. But Keisha Cole, yeah.
Is that a part of him promoting
the new album? Yeah, Keisha. What up, Keish?
You said what?
Is that a part of him, like, promoting his album or a track that's coming out, though? Him doing it with, like, Young Miami?
If that's the best song he got on that. If that's the best song that man got on that album, love.
That's what he's promoting. Yeah, that's what he's promoting. Yeah, I guess.
Listen, Diddy said, don't worry if I write rhymes, I write check. He's always had good albums. Let me tell you, the album with Dirty Money was fire.
Right.
Like, he always, that song Yesterday with Chris Brown on that other album, here. Like, he's had some, you get what I'm saying? But,
he got plenty
that song wasn't it. Maybe I got to hear it again. Like, but that wasn't it. I do like Nicki's new song that she performed. Some people was mad about the second one, saying she was being petty. I don't think so. I think this is hip hop, and you call people out. That's what it is. Fucking get with it.
That's all I knew.
Get with it. These motherfuckers don't know because they young, just getting in. They think hip hop is fucking TikTok, and it's not.
It was fucking battling. It's a whole thing. That's all we knew.
What'd you say, Tori?
We couldn't wait to Ether and the motherfuckers come out.
Right.
I missed it. What happened? What'd she do? Like, who she diss?
She didn't diss nobody particularly, but clearly she was like, all y'all bitches want to be like me type shit. But it's like off of her new album. So, but I don't know what happened. Something else happened because Cardi just posted, I didn't even flinch. I don't know if it was something that happened backstage. I thought personally, when I found out that Cardi was performing, and shout out to Cardi because she came on Morning Hustle the other day. She gave us a really good interview. But like, I love Nicki too. And she gives us good interviews. Like, I don't get involved in that stuff. I like both of them. But,
yeah, you're supposed to.
I was really hoping, even though I want their albums to come out on the same day, to me, again, that's hip hop. I remember when 50 Cent and Kanye West came out the same day. And that was like a big thing. And they made like a whole campaign. Remember, they was on TRL back to back. That was one of the best times in hip hop. And I think to see two women as big at the top of the game be able to do that, I think that'll be dope. But I thought it would have been doper, which we didn't see it happen, to have a moment like we did at the BET Hip Hop Awards with Quavo and Offset, if we could have had that moment with like Nicki and Cardi. You know what I'm saying? And like bring her out or show each other love or perform together.
Where's the OGs need to do that? Like Patti LaBelle and them need to bring them together. They listen to Patti and, you know what I'm saying?
I doubt
whoever
it.
Man, maybe Shaka Khan. Got Jeezy. Maybe somebody, because look at Jeezy and
they don't fuck with each other.
I mean, regardless, they gave it to a piece. Regardless, they don't fuck with you, he gave it to a piece. You know what I'm saying? That came together. I'm waiting for Damon and Jay. You know what I'm saying?
That's going to get worse because Dame just said something yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
you blew the smoke out your nose like a bull. He just said something about Jay yesterday, literally. And it went viral.
Nah, man, I like Dane. You know what I'm saying? I would love to see, you know, that right there. But it's just certain things, you know, the Fat Boys, you know what I'm saying? Certain things that we want the PC, the people that we see a good relationship at, regardless of how it broke up, we seen a good relationship there. And that's one of the people I want to see together.
Yeah, I definitely thought that they were going to be, they're never going to make amends. Like they,
Nikki and Kim, come on, yeah.
Never even them. Like once you put hands on somebody,
I don't see 50 and Ja Rule. Yeah, no.
Never.
Yeah.
People have gotten never. Shot behind that.
Yes.
Like
yes.
that, those kind of things, it's not ever going to happen. But yeah, let's move on. So the VMAs, I'm waiting for the BET Hip Hop Awards. Y'all know that's my shit right there. I'm going to be on the carpet. Yes. That's my spot. I love the BET Hip Hop Awards. Every nice. Year, they always deliver. So I'm waiting to see what they're going to have this year. 50 years of hip hop. We're going to go out with a bang because that's going to be one of the last award shows that we have for this 50th year of hip hop. So they've got to come with it. And I know they will. Like last night was a little, the VMA, whatever. It was a little janky. Grandmaster Flash.
They ain't the BET, so they're going to come with it.
Yeah, I mean, but they, you know, Grandmaster Flash, LL. Listen, it ain't 50 years of hip hop without Hov.
Yes, we need it.
Hov and Nas is necessary. You need Bun B. You need a Queen Latifah or MC Light. I'll take Salt and Pepper. Yes. Somebody, something. And then bring it to the Luda, to the news. Because we didn't see, we always see LL. No disrespect. I don't mind if he comes and he performs. But it's like, let's get Q-Tip in them. Like,
yes.
Come,
yes.
Let's do something. Let's do something. Bring it to the drip. I wish Pop Smoke was alive.
Yes, man. Yes.
Throwing Pop Smoke up there. You get what I'm saying? Like, we got to do all kind of, and even the Lil Mamas. Because people act like that's not hip hop. Like, Lil Nas X, that's hip hop. Like, what are we talking about? Like, let's show what the fuck we could do, y'all. And I get that we only got, like, it's 50 years. Bring a white person. Where's Eminem?
Where's M at?
Where the fuck is Eminem in these days?
I'm sure they got something up their sleeve. But you know what? M always do come on the ciphers, though, right? M always come on the ciphers.
Ludacris. Like, I need, come on now.
Blue Rider. All that.
Something, yeah, just shit. Motherfucking Pitbull. That's hip hop. The crossover flow, like, we everything. But I guess that's a show too big.
Wax, take that phone away from the computer, man, because it's vibrant.
Yeah, I was like, what is that noise?
Sorry.
It was giving some Family Guy kind of, I don't know what that was.
Oops.
Okay. What else is happening out there? We have...
What we got?
BG. BG just got out of jail. Welcome home, boy.
Yes,
shit, 11 years? He was supposed to do 13? He got out, and his dreads got long. Wax, he shitting on you.
Nah, my shit retarded. I cut my shit twice, and look at my shit still. My shit, you know what I mean? My shit
retarded. Nah, he shitting on you. His shit a little longer than that.
Come on, family. I got my shit locked up 3 times and nuts.
I don't know. He been in jail just doing nothing.
I guess.
He been in jail just doing nothing. Like... Nothing but growing hair and push-ups. So they been talking crazy about him twerk. What they been saying?
Well, I seen Lil Duval post. Y'all got to stop, posting screenshots of BG until he get right. You know, until you accumulate to life outside prison, because all the angles and stuff that they posting about him, they're making him look crazy. They comparing him to like the Crypt Keeper.
He just got out of jail. Listen, before he went in, the internet was not is out of control.
I feel right, like he can't work a cell phone.
Ruthless.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, it's ruthless right now. So, bro, you got coming to all type of shit. He like, yo, who the fuck threw it up? He still want to fight and shit, not knowing you really can't even do that type of shit. You can't even fly these niggas.
He's doing free promo and shit. He got his hair twisted. That nigga there posing. I'm like, nah, you can't let them do that. He don't know.
Slow down, fam. Slow down. You can't about speed it. He'll slow down. So it usually take about 2 months. He gets somebody pregnant real quick. He'll slow his ass down. You're totally right. He can't wait to bust that motherfucking load. Sheesh.
I had to read the tea on Cardi. They said she wasn't talking about Nicki. I hope that they can figure that out, man. I know we went back to that. Sorry. Okay. But like, I just seen it.
20 years down the line, they'll do some collaboration.
When nobody cares anymore?
Exactly.
You know who the fuck I'm sick of?
Who that?
Taylor fucking Swift. The whole show was fucking, and I say this every year, it was Lil Wayne, Taylor Swift. Fucking anybody, Taylor Swift. Sincere, Taylor Swift. NSYNC, Taylor Swift. Meg, Taylor Swift. I was fucking sick of goddamn Taylor Swift. Sorry, God. But I'm like, no.
That's just promotion. That's just promotion and camera time. Marketing and promotion. You paid for all that. It's paid for
that's
all that.
That's why motherfucking Kanye snatched that shit last time. That's what I wanted to do, too.
Because he know behind the scenes type of shit. What she got paid, it's all good.
Somebody it's crazy because he was in New York, He was in New York because it's Fashion Week. And also the U.S. Open, which we'll talk about that in a little bit. But
yes, man,
he wasn't at the awards. Soulja Boy called it whack. He said, how is 50 Cent not in the 50 years of tribute? That's a fucking... Fuck is you talking about? 50? Dr. J, any of them? Nigga, Young M.A. I'm going to tell you, Young M.A. need to be on there because she broke down doors. Wouldn't be no Saucy Santana if it wasn't no Young M.A. Tough. Talk about it.
Which one?
Ain't no Lil Nas X without Young M.A. She came first. Queen Latifah ain't even want to say.
These dudes.
He, Makisha, and Pam.
These dudes you talking about with the girl?
Huh?
Is these girls and guys you're talking about?
Saucy Santana and Lil Nas X.
You know guys, right?
Don't fucking start.
No, I know Nas X for sure. I know Nas X, but the Saucy, not because you're saying like I'm thinking you was saying oh she brought it down for like girls
for gays.
Oh shit!
There was like no gay rappers.
What you mean, Young Thug?
Young Thug, you better not play with that nigga. You ain't see the indictment? Fuck is wrong with you? Crime is down 35% in Atlanta. You better shut the fuck up. Oh, now you want to talk shit because that nigga locked up. You ain't see Gunna?
I ain't worried about that nigga either. But the thing is like when he first was coming out, everybody was saying, oh, we have a great rapper. And that nigga dope. So I thought he paved the way for a lot of gay niggas.
He is not gay.
You know what I'm saying? It's my fault. Crazy. I didn't think he was gay either. I'm just saying, like, I don't know how they did. The way they promoted him was, yo, we got a gay rapper who out here is really a thug, who don't play with niggas. That's how they promoted him when he first came out. So I'm sure other people heard that shit.
Okay. Anyway. You done?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, BG, we're going to pray for you. You're going to get it together, brother. Mm-hmm. They're going to teach you how to use Instagram, all that good shit. You'll be getting pictures of you sleeping next to a groupie bitch on the internet in no time, okay?
They're going to get you.
Bow Wow's crying. Bow Wow is boo-hooing. That's a good. I'm going to use that tomorrow morning for my morning show. So he is upset because he's speaking out on what he's reflecting on is that he missed out on a lot of milestones in life, right? And this is all because he is a child star. He said, I just woke up thinking to myself like, man, damn, I never been to prom, never been to college. I wanted to pledge so bad. I wish I was a part of a fraternity. Y'all think I'm lucky because of my lifestyle, but I really want what y'all have. The grass is always greener on the other side.
It always like that.
The grass is always green on the other side.
And I say that all the time because I always go through all the sides, you know what I'm saying? Like the ups and downs, the inner relationships, out of the relationships, you know what I'm saying? I see people, I've been going out, you know what I'm saying? I might go to the sports bar or something real quick to go grab me some wings and shit. And I see two people together, a couple, and they like, you know, I'm like, damn, yo. You know what I'm saying? I feel that. But when I'm with a shorty, I see a dude over there single with his motorcycle jacket on just chilling. I'd be like, Damn, nigga, I want that shit. So we always think it's greener on the other side and shit like that. No one is bullshit. It's never it. You stay put, nigga.
Especially if you find a situation where you're happy in and that it's sufficing you in whatever kind of way. Because then you'll be like, oh, man, let me do this. Now you doing that shit broke. You ain't got no money for the prom. So you ain't got no shoes. You ain't got no, like, that shit. Like, just all,
you know, everything. Yeah.
When
you know what the niggas had to go through. Yeah, you ain't know what the niggas had to go through to go to that prom. That girl probably stood him up. They ain't get no pussy. Now, you know how many niggas ain't get no pussy that night and the girl just made her, made him pay for all that shit?
You know how many niggas in fraternity had to suck dick?
Woo! Suck some meat and got some bussy.
Maybe not that far, but they got their ass hazed. Look, shit, there's people that have died pledging. Hazing is like, you know,
yeah, sure. I seen one of those
you gotta be careful what happens, right?
Yeah, I remember years ago, I guess there was a hazing thing when they made swallow like little rocks and somebody choked on the rock and died.
See, like, you could kick rocks. And he could still, FYI.
I thought hazing.
But, I mean.
Yeah, he definitely do that, but he ain't going to suck on me.
No, they're not going to make him do it. It's like, it's a different process now. Like when you get brought in by another member, it's like you have to like recite certain things.
Like a doctorate, right?
Honorary doctorate. Yeah, it's like an honorary, but you still are considered a member. I know it is different than actually going and pledging during school, but like whatever. I feel like that's just like anything. Like you feel like this shit gonna be better and it don't be.
It don't be better.
I feel like he's so much of an arrogant guy. He would get there and be like, "This is not what I signed up for."
And he did that, sir.
There's mad
there's
mad people that still didn't go to prom or join a fraternity that are broke. You know, and him saying like, "I didn't get to do that, and I'm rich, I'm miserable." Like, there's people that didn't do anything either, and they're broke.
Well, they need to. It sucks for them because it was fun. I went to 11 proms.
I went to like 4 proms. I'm not going to hold you.
I went to like 11 proms. All the girls that doing past the sun, we had to go with all the girls in the church. And all the girls, we had to date. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, not me, but my other brothers who had to do it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, actually, on my actual prom, I ain't going with nobody. Hell no.
I shouldn't have went with nobody. My fucking date ruined my prom because I ruined all the proms I went to.
Yeah, yeah. I went by myself. And then one of the girls, you know, you pull up at the park and then you get out and show yourself before you go. The girl went in the truck, took the key, ran down the road. My sisters had to chase her and all of that. It was wild. Like, you didn't even have a date. I didn't even have a date and I still got in trouble. It never stops. It never stops. I don't know what it is.
I remember I went to the prom. We talked about this before on the show, but I went to the prom with my friend's cousin and I sat the whole night next to Wax's boy and just was laughing at people. I wouldn't dance with nobody, like with my date. I wouldn't even talk to him. I didn't even know him like that. Me and Roy ended up getting cool because we was laughing at niggas. And we sat at the table. He didn't dance with his date. I ain't dance with my date. We just was cool. And he ain't out. Like, neither one of us was, like, trying to talk or nothing. We just was literally clowning niggas the whole time.
Roy had my shoes. And Roy got my shoes because he's like, yo, you going to the prom? And Roy grabbed my shoes.
He was wearing his shoes to the prom?
He was wearing my shoes to the prom. We used to always be like, yo, Wax, I got a prom to go. Talk like another one, nigga. See, Roy was going to prom, so he was still in his 20s. It was he was like the latest, our latest
he
one.
He was 20?
Me and my brother said, I got two younger brothers.
Oh, yeah, I need to go to jail.
I had two younger brothers, so. No. I had two younger brothers, so it skipped me. It stopped going to me. You know what I'm saying? I had two younger brothers.
I should have known that nigga was an old, perverted ass nigga inside of high school and shit. Like, of course, my goofy ass would fucking get along with him. Huh? He's just same age.
Yes.
Okay, so if he's just same age, the guy was only 1 year older than me, which means that, like, y'all niggas was definitely too old to be in that prom.
That's supposed to be in the prom, Roy.
That's so weird. Fucking weirdos.
But, I mean, it was always grabbing us. It's like, really, who else would you grab? You know what I'm saying? We the athletes. You know what I'm saying? Roy was
a teenager? What the fuck?
Yeah, I hear you. No, like I said, I had two younger brothers, so they grabbed my brothers now. And I was just like, Rory's just like, I'm like, nigga, you still going to prom? You remember me, Roy, Dre, and we always talk about it. Nigga, how you still going to prom, bro?
But, nah, yeah. I'm over it. Y'all was the niggas that circled the high school after y'all was already done.
Yeah, bug it. I was a nigga that was in high school, out the high school. Uh-huh. Rocking with the aunties and the mamas. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, let's get into Black Excellence. Today is the 27th anniversary of Tupac's death, which is crazy because I was just talking about Cuba. Friend of mine was in Havana and I was like, I'm going to go look for Tupac. I know he's there. I know they chased my man over there. He probably fine as fuck right now. Tupac probably fine as fuck, chilling on a weed farm or some shit.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
He's mad chilling. Mad money. So
he probably got like 10 wives.
I'm Tupac, telling you. Chilling. I'm telling you. I'm looking for you, Pac. I'm coming.
Because nobody never seen his body after they say he got shot.
He ain't die. He's still alive. I'm still alive. Okay. And then Coco, she won the U.S. Open. That was like one of the most satisfying moments to see. I felt like I won. I felt like we won. It was beautiful. She's just 19 years old, winning her first U.S. Open. She became the first.
Yes.
The first, youngest. To do so. And we want to give a big shout out to her.
Congratulations.
Because that is definitely a big, huge accomplishment right there. And then she also was in the Arthur Ashe Stadium. And it was on the anniversary of the day he became the first African-American man to win the U.S. Open. So big shout out to her. Congratulations. And that's definitely Black excellence. And the crazy thing is, she said, I still live at home with my parents. Like, I'm pocketing all this money. I think she won like $3 million or something. Yeah, she won $3 million. So big shout out to her. She ain't got to do nothing with that money but swim in it if she wanted to. Mm-hmm. That could be a new sport. She might win that too. All right, let's get into Wax's ABCs, or should we say Saweetie's ABCs. We're going to give you a word. Come you on, know sweetie. How it goes. You have to tell us what that word is, define it, use it in a sentence. And today, the word is micturition.
I can't see it. No.
It's pretty big. Pause. You can't see it for real?
What mode is your screen in? Can you go to gallery mode on your phone? But I know you like the, you're probably big on your screen, huh?
You just pulled it up like you did last time. There you go. All right, the word is micturition. You can hear me?
Yes.
So this is micturition. This is instead of Tina Turner, you know, is Ike Turner, but this is Ike Turner's son named Mike Turner, and he became a temptation. Nobody never knew that. You know what I'm saying? That's where it came from. So Mike Turner temptation is Tina Turner and Ike Turner's son that turned to temptation. All right, I'm telling you the sentence. I went to the Temptations 50th reunion. I mean, Mike Turner, and everybody was like, "Who is Mike Turner?" It was like, "That's Tina Turner, Ike Turner's son," and they put it to the mic.
Okay. Anyway, Twerk, please tell him what this word is. He's so annoying because that's not it at all.
Yeah. So this word is micturition, and Wax, you is gone. Damn. Well, basically, I don't know if y'all know what the word urination means, but it's kind of the same thing. It's another word for urination.
Another word for urination. So that's like, why the fuck would that be another word for urination?
Mike Turner.
It's not Mike Turner's uration. Okay, we're going to get out of here.
Mike Turner's the temptation.
We're going to get out of here. Hopefully next week we don't have technical difficulties because we've been doing this show for 10 years and still can't get the technical part right.
Dirty Harry.
Yeah, Dirty Wax.
All right.
I'm L'Oreal.
Dirty wax and dirty hair.
You're dirty wax. That's twerk over there. Wax. Or over there. We're going to get out of here. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Okay, Bully and the Beast podcast. We'll see you next week. Bye.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.